I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Chet Buchanan Before the Show Show.
The only morning show I wake up with.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Let's get this. We're halfway through the week already. Yeah. I like it.
Love it.
I like it a lot. Oh, man, y'all missed out by not going to that Aces watch party last
night.
It was good?
It was big.
Awesome.
Yeah. It was fun. It hurts my heart a little that there's a TV station that we're good friends with here in town. It has not even acknowledged that the Aces were in a playoff game last night and everything surrounding it. They did, of course, have extensive coverage of the 5-0 shellacking of the Colorado Avalanche in game two of the preseason for the Golden Knights, which I get. Golden Knights are a big deal.
Yeah, I totally get it.
All that. Just to show also what a unicorn. Did you watch that game last night? The Golden Knights?
A little bit.
Okay, but did you note that there was literally seven people in the Pepsi Center.
I was telling my wife, I'm like, no. First preseason game, they're cheering because Braden McNabb hits an empty netter at the end of the game, and they're 18,000 strong.
Our
game. I go, babe, look at the TV. There are 12 people in Colorado at that game.
That's funny.
18,000 stay to the end on the first preseason game and go nuts over an empty netter. 1,800 show up for the puck drop. On preseason game number two or whatever it is for Colorado.
Right.
But yeah, it's a unicorn here, and it's the thing that we love, and I get it, but I was like, you can't show the Aces. All right. Okay.
Rude.
But yeah, but it was fun. It was packed out at Miller's Ale House.
It was
good time. Good time had by all. Now's the time to jump on the bandwagon. There's plenty of room.
Yeah.
Right. There's plenty of room. And quite honestly, we played a lot better against Washington than I thought we would.
Right.
I truly thought that we might get run out of the gym last night, and that did not happen.
Okay.
And if you missed it, Aces lose, 97-95?
Yeah.
Whatever it was. We lose by two. Kelsey Plum got fouled on the last play of the game.
Okay.
Kelsey Plum gets fouled. They didn't call it. Also, Lambeer's trying to, because we got a steal, and they're heading the other way, and Lambeer's trying to call a timeout, and they don't give him a timeout.
Really?
So that was the thing. Yeah, at the end of the game, he's telling the ref. I've become very good at reading Bill Lambeer's lips. I don't know why that is. I don't know what that is, and it sounds funny to say that about another man. But I've become very good at reading his lips, and he said, "We protest. I tried to call a 20," and that was it. And I don't know if there's a protest function.
Yeah,
whether we would get to replay the last 4 seconds or whatever.
It's a good crowd in Washington too, from what I could see on ESPN2.
They're doing it right.
They do pretty well.
I think us and Washington are the two premier franchises, if I do say so myself.
Okay.
Just in terms of solid ownership and treating the players well. And shoot, they built the guy who owns the Mystics is the same guy that owns Capitals.
Oh, okay.
And so they built that building for them.
That's awesome.
And stuff like that. Kind of like the way that that MGM totally redid Mandalay Bay Events Center for the Aces.
Yeah.
When is the next playoff game?
Thank you for asking, Kayla. It's Thursday.
Okay.
Can I save a spot for you at our table?
Thursday, no. Unfortunately, I am busy Thursday night.
Well, on Thursdays, we wear pink, and you can't sit with us.
Thank you.
Oh, you're already booked?
Yes, I am. I'm booked up Thursday.
Are you sure?
Yes. I'm sorry. Definitely cannot make Thursday. I tried last night.
Wait a minute. This sounds like a story. What are you doing Thursday?
Oh, I just have dinner plans. That's all. Oh, so, okay. Yeah, it's really nothing exciting.
What a great story.
No, but all of a sudden, I swear to you, when Kayla starts doing that, when she goes, I've got plans. She's got her hands stuffed in her pockets, and she's kind of uneasy on her feet right now. She's shuffling back and forth. I go, wait a minute. What are you uncertain about? And that's usually when she has a sweet like macrame class or something like that.
Yeah.
Then we're gonna find out because you do that. You'll take classes. You go. I need to learn more. And all of a sudden we'll be like, well, hey, you look a little tired. You okay today? You know, whatever. You have a good night last night. She'll be like, I was up late. I'm learning Korean. You know, you know what I mean? We're like cooking Korean. She's like, no, speaking it.
Yeah.
And it's like, what?
Taolinte?
Yeah. And then we come back to her like 3 weeks later and we go, okay, how's the Korean class going? She's like, I dropped that. It was boring.
I don't want that.
Yeah, it was boring. I was bored. And then it's like, okay, what are you doing now? Well, I just learned to 3D print. Are you kidding? Yeah, I drove my own car that I 3D printed today. There, yeah. It's like, oh my God. It's so interesting to me. All right. Well, okay. Well, that was it.
So Thursday, watch party again or?
Thursday, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Miller's Daily. Yeah, you're not invited.
Okay, sorry. Everyone
else is. Jump on the train. We're having a good time.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! So with all the stuff going on in town this weekend, I totally forgot because there's the, you know, you got Life is Beautiful, you got other stuff going on, and then they're trying to do the alien whatnot and out there. How many of these dopes, Fox 5 did a great story this morning. How many of these dopes are going to get stuck out in the desert with no gas?
Oh, ton of them.
Yeah, they're all going to be idiots about it. Because like we've talked about before, people don't realize actually how far it is.
What did we decide yesterday? 120?
It's 2 hours.
Yeah, it's 2 hours. It's like 120 miles.
Yeah. One way.
And then there's stories that the owners of the Alien Inn, people were calling to if they needed to bring their own cages in case they catch an alien. Like it's Men in Black. What a bunch of dopes. You want to be on the highway in the middle of the desert with these guys? You gotta be kidding me.
Please tell me that this is some sort of plot where we're going to get all, yes, where we're going to capture them. We're going to get all of these people in one spot, and then all of a sudden they're just going to put a fence around it. And then we're going to have these people.
These dopes.
So we can keep an eye on these dopes. That's.
Something tells me, though, that if you go out there, that they will talk to you, get your information. And, like, I feel like if I went out there, I'd automatically get put on a list. Like, no joke, that they would find my information and go, you're Kayla Walker, all right, no fly zone, no fly list forever.
Yeah, but that's because.
Forever.
But that's because you believe that there will be a line and you would go stand in it.
Yeah, exactly.
We are influenced by
I have to register? Yeah. Okay, got it. Yeah,
Kayla would be like, oh, great, you're going to give me a number? Sweet.
We are influenced by the movie so much that you think that because it's government secrets and it's like that there will be guys with guns and everything standing there registering people and putting them in corrals.
I totally think it. This is where you go to, and there's going to be someone out there. This is where you go to meet the aliens. What? This is where I go. Okay.
Oh my God, that's what we should have done. We should have done a tent. Come and see the real live alien.
Right?
That's what we should have done.
Don't charge the vents. We'll show you one for free. Just give me all of your credit cards.
Yeah, you know, like at the old school, like they did it at the old school circus. You know what I mean? And you got a tent and you got the bearded lady in there. There you go. No, we got a real alien right here inside this tent. $5. Swear to you, all we need. How many people do we need?
Yeah.
30. And it's worth it. Right? It's totally worth it. And then we have enough money to buy gas to get home.
Right.
But they were talking about, yeah, well, if you go this way and you got to go to Alamo, and there's a Sinclair station in Alamo, and if you don't go here, you got to go to Tonopah. And that's when they got my attention. I'm like, Tonopah?
Oh, my God.
What?
Yeah, and you understand, Tonopah's off the 95, which goes up this way, and then 93, which goes up towards where, you know, all the alien stuff is way over there. You have to circle up around to get to Tonopah. It's even further.
Yes.
It's ridiculous. Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, there's going to be a whole bunch of people stuck out there without gas.
Idiots.
That's fun.
We should load up. I'm telling you, we could make a boatload of money. We'll load up with gas. You got gas tanks, I'll take them.
This sounds
we'll
like a great idea.
We'll load up with gas.
This sounds like the explosion at the bull semen factory.
Yeah. Right? There's bull semen everywhere.
Which I'm not even going to get into that story because everybody else is telling it today because we're an industry filled with 12-year-old boys.
Yeah.
It is a great headline.
So you want to go and take your own tanker truck?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, that's how you're getting on a list.
That's it right there.
That's how you will end up on the no fly list.
Got it.
If you've got your own tanker truck full of gasoline out in the middle of the desert headed towards Area 51. Yeah, that's not good at all.
Feel happy in the morning. Playing the songs you like.
Fresh podcasts go up every day at KLUC.com and on the radio.com app. Just search Chip Buchanan.
Talk about UFOs and this alien stuff and all that, and there could be. there could end up being a couple thousand idiots out there in the middle of the desert this weekend.
Yep.
All running out of gas because they have no idea what they're doing. But back in 2017, did you hear about this? Back in 2017, remember there was some videos online, three of them, as a matter of fact, that showed footage taken by Navy pilots that supposedly showed UFOs.
Oh.
Remember, there's the one video, and the guy's like, yeah, I got it, because it's, you know, it got locked into the whatever the thing it was. You know what I mean? And they had a good focus on this oval-shaped thing, and the pilot's like, what is that? Woo-hoo-hoo! You know, that kind of thing. The Navy finally addressed this and apparently said they're real and actual videos, and they feature, quote, unexplained aerial phenomena. And on top of that, they say the video should have never been released to the public. So take that for whatever you will, but and obviously they're not saying they're alien spacecraft because they don't know.
Yeah, they're confirming that they're UFOs, that unidentified flying objects.
Yeah, that's what a UFO is. The U is for unidentified. I don't know what you thought the U was, but the U, yeah. So the Navy had to say something, and there are a lot of people that are going, oh, they just admitted it. It's aliens. Oh my God. But that's not what they've done.
No.
It's got everybody all excited.
Right.
And I find it rather odd, though, that they would release that on the Wednesday before this.
Yeah.
You know, why are you stirring them up? And here's the other side of it, is that it may be just some dope in Washington, D.C., that, like a lot of people on the East Coast, have no idea what we're doing out here.
No.
They think we're still fighting off the natives.
That's, you know what, true. I mean?
They think that that there's an uprising every once in a while, and we've got to, you know. Yeah. Get behind the wall, and, you know.
The wagon train is in trouble.
Yeah, we got to circle the wagons. And just, so they probably don't know and don't realize how that just inflamed.
Yeah, it throws Kayla's gas truck on the fire.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. That's exactly what it is.
With the first pick. It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
702-364-9898. One winner today, and I have many questions. That's what it is. Okay. It's a one winner, many questions edition of the first pick. Christina Aguilera tickets, Monster Energy Cup tickets, Soundhouse passes. Life is beautiful this weekend.
That's dope.
Soundhouse is awesome. And or you can take all your kids. Well, as long as you don't have more than three of them. but you can take kids to Abominable to go see the advanced screening of that this Saturday at Regal Red Rock. 702-364-9898. Be caller number 25 right now.
With the first pick. It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Well, hello, DLK.
Good morning.
Hello. I have questions. I have questions, and I want your answers.
Okay.
They did a survey of what people do when they're alone, when nobody else is around. Do you ever talk to yourself when you're alone?
No, I don't.
Kayla
does. I'll pump myself up. Kayla, like, you can do this. You got this. Just like, especially when I go to the gym. No, I do that when I go to the gym and I'm like, all right, no less than an hour and a half on that treadmill, on that elliptical, and then you're going to
stop. This is much too long. You're taking way more time than. But I've heard you just tear yourself down even while we're here in the room.
Oh, yeah.
Like, where you're just talking to yourself.
Aw.
Even when you're not alone.
Well, if you don't execute properly, yeah, I mean.
But DLK, you never talk to yourself when you're alone?
No, I don't. No, because I actually try to turn on, like, TV shows to get my mind not to do that.
To calm the voices in your head? Is that what you're saying?
There you go. That's more like it.
Spence, I argue with myself, yeah. I do both sides of an argument with myself.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that. T.O. is sitting in for Lil Jess today. Do you talk to yourself when you're alone?
No, I'm more of I think it in my head and imagine me doing it.
Okay. Do you pick your nose if you feel like it when you're alone? DLK, tell the truth.
Oh, heck yeah, I do that in public if I need to.
By the way, 85% of people do talk to themselves when they're alone. 87% pick their own noses if you feel like it. Absolutely, I do.
Yeah.
Do you?
We live in the desert. I got to pick my nose constantly.
Yeah, Spence?
Of course.
Sure. Do you pee with the door open when you're alone?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I'm always scared someone's going to walk in.
DLK, what did you say?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Wait, who's going to walk into your house?
I don't know. My boyfriend could walk. I don't want him to see me doing that. So I don't.
You're just sitting down without pants. That's all you're doing.
No, I mean.
Never thought of it like that.
That's all it is.
Door open?
Yeah.
All right. When you're alone and angry. Oh, well, here we go. When you're alone and angry, do you ever practice arguing? Spence and I?
Yes,
as we've already established. DLK, do you ever practice arguing when you're alone and angry?
No, I don't do that either.
I rehearse many conversations that I know are on the horizon.
Sure.
I do. Kayla, do you practice arguing?
Yeah, but I'm not very good at it, so it's not a very
good She always loses the argument to herself.
Exactly.
When you're alone, do you have a full-blown conversation with your pets?
I don't. My children do, but I don't.
I think my wife talks to the dogs when I'm not home. I do.
Like what? What does that look like?
I don't know. I just talk to them. Whatever may come up.
But I'll say things like, "I should cute Penny girl," but I don't like talk to her like, "Penny, how was your day?" Like,
I use that voice, but I say the most foul, vile things in the world to the dog.
Right.
Because I know it's the inflection. It's
you
not
want me
what
to get
saying.
The peanut butter.
I'm going
to
take this fist there, puppy, as I'm going to.
Yeah, well, I'm going to punch you right in your face.
Right
yeah.
in your dog
I've done
face.
That before, yeah. too. Yeah. Why would you like me to just knock you straight out? I'll put you to sleep. Yeah, no, I've done that.
Yeah.
I've done that before. And Jake's like, sounds great.
Punch
is there
the
food?
Face.
Is there food involved? Okay, this is odd. Okay, I want honesty here. Do you ever make yourself cry when you're alone because it just feels like you need to? DLK.
Oh, yes. That for sure. I don't even have to make myself. I just do.
It'll just happen. Kayla.
Yeah, I can make myself cry.
Do you do it on purpose because you think you need to purge?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a female thing.
It is.
They ain't a fella that.
True?
No.
She was telling me that she'll cry in the middle of spin class.
Yeah.
Just
feels
randomly.
Really good. Because you're alone with your thoughts, and I'll sit there and I'll start weeping in the middle of it.
Just the overdose of endorphins.
Yeah.
This is so great. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
No, just that you go to spin class. When was the last time you went to spin class?
I'm not even going to answer that. I'm just going to give you a death stare.
You can't tell me when. Mm. It's because you've never been to spin class.
No, I have. I went to spin class last week.
Okay. Did you cry?
Yes, I did.
Nice. How many times did you go before that?
I mean, I've been, I don't know how many. I
would love to see you in spin class.
Oh, it's not graceful at all. It's
No. Just, is there, because to me that seems like you've got to really want to be in spin class. You know what I mean? Spin class seems hard. Spin class is one of those things, one of those workouts where you go, that's great for you. You know what I mean? Like people who do CrossFit. And I go, good for you, CrossFit. I'm not throwing up in anybody's garbage can. You know what I mean? And that feels like something that would happen. So I would like to see you get good and angry in spin class.
The hardest part in spin class is getting there early enough to where you can get one of the seats in the back, when you can get one of the bikes in the back, because you don't want the instructor seeing you all the time, because like I'll sit down and then I'm like, I can't do this anymore.
And then they go, come on,
get up.
Bike 17, you're sitting down, get up. Do you ever drink milk straight out of the carton if nobody's looking?
I do.
I buy the stuff. I drink whatever I want to drink.
Yeah.
I ask my wife, and she always says it's okay, but I still feel weird about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, if she's not there, I'll do it. But only because she said it's okay.
And,
before.
You know, you guys kiss, so what's the...
That's what I'm saying.
Cheers.
Among other things.
Sometimes.
No, I do not. Do not drink it out of the carton.
You would
glass.
Never drink it.
No.
No, T.O., no, never, no. never out of the carton?
Never, no. Can't
Why? Will you take will you take a beating?
No, it's just like community jug, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's your community.
No,
you know what I mean? It's not like you're plopping the pitcher down in the middle of the table to strangers at Buffalo Wild Wings.
But it's the idea.
Hey, everybody, get a straw. Yeah. You know, it's not like you're doing
mixing
that.
The Kool-Aid with your hand. It's not that.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you ever smell your own armpit and sort of dig it? Yes or no, DLK.
This is really bad. I like to smell my kids' armpits, too.
I've heard of this. No. I've heard of
really?
This. And you know why? None of us have kids. That's why we all go, yeah. I've heard of this.
Huh.
Yeah, that moms dig the smell, especially like of boys, that they like the smell of their boys.
My mom never sniffed my brother's armpits.
Not that you know of. That you know of.
Yeah, not that you know of is right.
I did. You know what I did last night? It was hot at Miller's Ale House because there were a lot of people packed in there for the Aces watch party. And there was somebody that had the smell of unwashed T-shirt. and I was concerned that it was me.
Okay.
Even though I knew that my shirt was freshly washed, but it was a little warm in there, and I worried that I had a slight, ever so slight aroma to me last night, and I was very gratified at the end because I gave myself a solid whiff, and it was not me.
Not my nose.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Was not you, shit, for sure.
Yeah, you saw me at the end. You would know as well as anybody.
Yep.
Well, let's go, Aces. We'll see you on Thursday, and your first pick of the prize is coming up in just a second.
Can I tell you something?
Woo! It's Jeff Buchanan, Spence, Kayla, and Lil Jess. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
I want to retract my earlier statement in that this is not a stupid record. It's just not. It's not, because that's what a lot of times the reason why we have records is because people just go, I want to see how far I can push myself and can this be done? This is not stupid at all.
Okay.
And I immediately regretted saying it. And so there you go. So with that being said, swimming across the English Channel is impressive. Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Only about 2,000 people in history have done it. Just even one time. First person who ever did it that it was recorded was 1875. But only one person has done this, and it's a woman, and she is a breast cancer survivor, 37-year-old Sarah Thomas, an endurance athlete from Colorado, recently beat breast cancer. This week became the very first and only person to ever swim across the English Channel 4 times, back to back.
Oh my God.
That's 130 miles in 54 hours, England to France, back to England, back to France, back to England again.
Whoa.
All in one shot. Nobody's ever done it before. She got stung in the face by a jellyfish along the way. Didn't care. Just kept going. Then celebrated on the beach with champagne and M&Ms. And as you can imagine, probably didn't want a whole lot of people around her after all that's done. Listen to this interview just shortly after.
You must feel ecstatic.
I feel a little sick.
I'm really tired. And I'm losing my voice from all the salt water. I was really just pretty numb. There was a lot of people on the beach to meet me and wish me well, and that was really nice of them, but I feel just mostly stunned right now. I just can't believe that we did it.
When I was struggling through the second night, I just kept repeating just over and over for hours, I can swim through this night.
I can swim through this night. I can swim through this night. Also, she, you know, obviously had been a big-time swimmer before she got her diagnosis. And so she had to stop when she was going through cancer treatments. Her doctors told her she would never be at peak form again. And this is what inspired her, because she wanted to prove them wrong. I can swim through this night. She said there were moments during the swim when she thought about stopping. And she just kept telling herself, don't give up. And then, as you heard, I can swim through this night.
That's amazing.
Just beyond fantastic. So just remember, whatever you're facing today, you can swim through this night.
Yeah.
That's your good feeling story of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
It's the Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen to it every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Just so you know what kind of lion's den you're walking into here, Amanda. Just so you know, Spence has been mad since yesterday.
Sorry, Amanda. I'm trying not to prejudge.
Kayla and I have resolved to be open-minded about this.
Yeah.
Spence says he doesn't care, and that's why we love him.
Because he's uncaring.
Because he's uncaring at this point. He's got his mind made up, and he won't be Jed. He won't be swayed. But okay, so you... I guess I'll just lead us into this. So we're sorry to hear about your mom and dad.
Yeah.
How long were they together?
Yeah. So they were together for 27 years. Big bummer. You think that by the time that you've been together that long, like, that's it, you know? But it has been super rough. I feel like it didn't work out, and they both kind of agreed, honestly. I mean, it was pretty civil up until actually they started dividing things up, like stuff, like money.
Yeah.
It got pretty contentious after that. He didn't want to give her a dime, really, because she hadn't worked for the last 22 years. But in my mind, I'm like, she's been taking care of the family. Like, that's a super valid
That's a job.
Oh, sure. But that's such old school. That's such old school dude thinking.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just old school. Well, I'm the one who did
I'm
all the work.
And...
She sat at home the whole time. I'm not giving her anything.
He's just been like, he's very stubborn and like won't budge. I mean, I've talked to him. My sister's talked to him. Everybody's talked to him and just is like, no, she does not deserve it. Quote unquote, doesn't deserve it. So I'm a little pissed off at my dad for doing that to her. But honestly, it's like, that's their problem. If I get in the middle of it, it's going to be way too much stress for my life. So,
and it could make it worse.
You know, that's very mature of you, because that's, you would want to. I get it. No, you would want to, but you're smart to stay out of it. So, but here's where the part where you are directly affected, and that is.
Surprise, my mom moved in with me. We had a pretty great relationship. She moved in with me in January, so I was like, you know what, you can stay with me until you get on your feet and get your stuff ready. And I basically told her I would help her get like a gig somewhere. So even if it was part-time, since she hasn't worked so long, she could kind of continue to live with me, get her feet wet somewhere, and just kind of get back in the workforce. So the kicker here, this is, it has been exactly 9 months yesterday, and she has not even gone on one single interview. Not one. She keeps bitching that she doesn't have any money and probably won't get any until like they can agree upon who gets the house, and like that needs to get sold, and then they need to partition like the money. She needs time, and I understand that. But every time that I bring up working, she says nobody's going to hire a teacher that hasn't worked in 22 years. But this is the problem. She doesn't even try, you know?
Yeah. That's.
I guess I just don't understand. She's not going on interviews. Like, has she even scheduled any? Like, it kind of sounds like she's just putting it off.
Yeah.
It sounds like nothing.
She tells me she applies, but she goes through my computer, so I know that she has it.
What about going back to teaching? Didn't you, when we talked yesterday, didn't you say that you said something about that?
I did. I tried to get certified again and try something in the school system. And then she says she's reached out and nobody will even interview her. But I'm like, there's so many teaching jobs. They're literally like bringing people from overseas and giving them like visas to teach, but they won't let her teach. I just think it's not really, right. I don't think it's true.
But she's got to get recertified and all that anyway. Yeah. So whatever.
Yeah. And she honestly just needs the motivation. But like the only way that I see that happening is if I give her an ultimatum, you know?
Like what? Like get a job or move out?
Get out of my house.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. No, that sounds so true. Yes. Yeah. It's just something. She's always held me accountable for my actions, and I feel like that's one of the reasons why I'm successful. But for her, it's like I feel like I should be doing the same thing for her. And it's, I don't know. I just feel like I'm in a pickle because I am really grateful to her for everything that she's done for me. And at the same time, I feel like I'm like holding her back if I'm not pushing her out, you know?
Okay. Are you really, let me ask you this. If she doesn't get a job, are you really kicking her out?
Oh my God.
Okay.
That's a really good question.
That's all I wanted to know. No. That's all I wanted. Your answer is, I don't know. Because, by the way, up until that moment comes, you have to make yourself believe that you really are going to kick her out, because otherwise it won't have teeth.
No.
And she, you know, dogs, little kids and old people, they smell fear. They do.
Yeah.
They know when you're lying.
Yep.
So you've got to believe this all the way up until the moment of truth.
The last moment that I've given her. Oh my God, this is so stressful.
But what does that look like? Do you go in there and you put her bags down in front of like her room or whatever, where she's staying?
This is where we need to go from here, because I don't want to beat Amanda up while she's on the phone, because you've been kind enough to share this. Well, wait until she leaves so we can talk behind her back. No, Amanda, we love you, and I told you Spence was mad since yesterday. I had the advantage of having a short conversation just to flesh out some details. And I went, oh, you can hear it. She's nice.
Of course she is.
She's nice. Amanda's nice. So thank you, and don't listen for the next 5 minutes.
Okay.
We love you. Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
We'll see you, and thanks for waking up early. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah.
We'll see you. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, here's the thing.
Oh, no.
First of all, number one, mom just got divorced after 27 years.
9 months, Spence.
That's tough. They say, I was reading on Cosmo, it takes a full third of the time that you've invested in a relationship to get over a relationship like that. That would be 9 years.
Yes, because you live your life by the wisdom of Cosmo.
I read it every day. I try to
learn. Bless America.
All I'm saying is it's not going to take...
Final exam today. Spence lives his life by the wisdom of blank. Cosmo.
Cosmo.
Now, obviously, mom needs to get over this and move on in shorter time than 9 years. But that's just facts. And then the other angle is, Amanda, she took care of you at least for 18 years in her house. Cut her some slack, for goodness
she did,
sake.
She is. No.
Night, give her some more time. Be encouraging.
How much
continue
more time?
On. At least another 9 months.
I'm really just doing this to
And see, you're wrong. You're wrong about that. You're wrong about that, though. The rule of thumb is you get 1 week of mourning for every 6 months you were together. So she gets 13 and a half weeks is basically what she gets. To is mourn that, over the that's what she gets.
It's a week.
So
it's
Kayla's
been
9 months. Formula.
No.
Wait a minute. 2, 3, 4. That's so Kayla. You got a formula for it.
No, she's confused. That's the severance you get when you get dismissed from a company is a week for every year and a half served. The fact is, have some empathy, a little more empathy for your mom.
How much more?
At least another 9 months, a year and a half, and be encouraging and try to get her going. She's still mourning the loss of this life she has.
Not one interview in 9 months, Spence.
I'm going to take
Amanda's side just for fun.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that's good. And the whole idea that the school district won't talk to her is bull.
I don't know if that's true.
But you've got to give her a little. She just got out of
she
a marriage.
She gave her a little. This is my thing. She
What's
gave
so funny
her a
is
little.
You're going hardcore, and you wouldn't kick your mom out ever.
But my,
ever.
But
By
my
the way,
mom.
Amanda's not kicking her.
In the same situation.
Amanda's not kicking her.
Yeah, I know.
No.
In the same situation, Kayla, if your mom and dad divorced and your mom hadn't done anything for 9 months, you are not kicking her out. So stop being hardcore with me.
I would start scheduling my mom's interviews and going, oh, here, I'd put it all together.
That's true. Kayla would do that.
And it's because I think that she just needs more help. Like, Amanda's probably letting her mom, like, here, this you need room. You need to be able to grow and everything like that. But she needs to push her harder. And if she knows her mom well enough to know an ultimatum is an ultimatum, it's the only thing that's going to make her go somewhere, then she's got to do it.
And by the way, you say, mom, this is how you raised me.
Exactly.
To be accountable.
Yeah. And I agree with that. I'm not disagreeing with that part of it. You just have to give her more time.
Shannon, what's the way through here?
Okay. So my mom moved in with me a couple years ago. And it was for her to get her health back. And I gave her 12 months. I said, after 12 months, you're leaving one of two ways, either on your own 2 feet or in a pine box. But
oh my God.
And I literally, this is what I told her. So 18 months later, her health is back. She hasn't gone on a job interview, nothing. And she says, oh, I'll probably do it after the holidays, which was another 5 months later. So I decided to sell my house. So she had to move. And I actually
That's like burning I down actually, the That's like burning down the house when you see a spider.
And I moved into a bigger home and she says, "Can I move with you?" And I said, "Absolutely not. I will give you $2,500 to get an apartment." She goes, "You're going to make me homeless?" I said, "If you choose to live in your car with $2,500, that's up to you."
Yeah. Shannon is ruthless and I love you so much for it.
But here's the thing. 6 months later, she says to me, it was the best thing you could have ever done for me. I got my life back, and I owe it to you. If you would have let me stay, I would still be in the same situation. So it may be tough at first, but she's going to appreciate and love it later.
Okay. So, there's another side. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 702-364-9898. Do you have thoughts? I am more confused than I have ever been. Spence makes a good point. You got to give her more time. But then you just heard Shannon's story. for advocating for laying the smack down. Yeah. And mom thanked her for it later. What do you think? 702-364-9898. Can you give your mom an ultimatum? Tell her to get off her butt and get a job or get out of your house.
Yeah. Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 90.5
KLUC. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Jeff Buchanan Show.
When I'm going to work, dropping the kids to school.
Every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Yeah, let's get this wrapped up really quick at 702-364-9898. Fences Challenge coming up, brought to you by Terrible Hurts. 60K in 60 days, starting October 1st. We can do better than that. We've got nearly $2,000 up for grabs in Spence's Challenge today. Yeah. Nice. How much cash?
$923 if you can time. You get the Terrible Hurt Spence's Challenge jackpot. But if you...
That's inaccurate. We're at $948 right now.
Oh, man. I knew I'd screw that up. $948. I apologize. That is the actual Terrible Hurt Spence's Challenge jackpot. It's yours if you time. If you beat him, $1,000 bonus.
Yeah, 35 wins in a row is what he's going for now. 775 overall. And we'll get to that in a minute. So we talked to Amanda a second ago. Parents got divorced after, what, 27 years, something like that?
Yeah.
23, yeah. 25, 27, whatever it was.
Yeah.
It's gotten ugly in the division of property. Dad doesn't think she deserves nothing because she didn't work. You know what I'm saying? Work, yeah. Air quotes. And so Amanda's mom has moved in with her. The bit was that... she would help her get a gig, you know, whatever. She'd go to work at some point. It's been 9 months. Mom's done nothing. Not an interview, not a one.
Unbelievable.
And then she's saying that she's making phone calls, but Amanda's skeptical. So Amanda is like, look, I'm figuring the only way that I can get any action on this deal is to give my mom an ultimatum that either you go find a job or you're going to have to move out. Now, whether that has any teeth or not, we're still not sure. I don't think it has any teeth.
No.
Talking to Amanda, I don't think it has any
teeth.
She's
nice.
Spence is angry, says, how dare you do that to your darling mother, which there's a part of that I agree with. There's also a part of that I agree with. Amanda's got to do something. You're stuck with your mom.
She said that her mom told her that, like, taught her to be this way, so she feels like she needs to repay it.
Karina, you're in a similar spot.
My mom, her husband, but at that point in time, it was her boyfriend, and she moved across the United States to Maine with him. So she quit her job in California, and then she moved to Maine, and then she couldn't get another job. She's 60 years old. Yeah. She was a medical assistant. She was been doing that for, I think, 20 years, and she couldn't find a job.
Okay.
And she was looking, you know, putting out applications, but she was putting them out pretty much anywhere.
Okay, but at least she's trying. At least she's trying. Yeah. It doesn't sound like Amanda's mom has made much of an effort yet.
Yeah.
And by the way, not even wanting to share anything with your ex-wife. I mean, it's just horrible.
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah.
I don't know what he's mad at, you know, but it does sound like old school way of thinking.
Yeah. That the woman stays home and that's not a job. It's a job. She keeps everything going. And
yeah. There's nobody on this show that's going to fight you on that.
No,
of course not.
Well, T.O.
No,
we don't know you that well yet. So I just want
to
make sure.
He wants to go home
sure.
at some point, and his wife wouldn't let him otherwise.
Yeah, but Karina's deal—that's different. At least mom's trying.
Yeah,
I think. I had a brilliant thought a second ago. Oh, I think Doesn't it sound like Amanda's mom might be scared too?
Yes.
About rejection or
all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Or just getting back into it. She hasn't worked for 22 years. It's not easy to get a job.
And unsure of her skills. And so that will stop you before you start. And I get, okay, just do it. We all say that. But how many of us have that project that we, you know, well, I know I got to do it, but you never, you don't.
I haven't done
it.
My taxes yet. Okay.
Wow. Oh my God.
It's almost October.
I was in the same boat a month ago and I hadn't done them yet for 18.
Really?
No, same deal. And I thought, oh, it's going to be such a huge thing. And it's so hard. My wife and I knocked it out in 3 hours.
And that's a small little thing. Yeah. Imagine getting out of a divorce, 22 years not working, and being insecure and terrified about getting a job.
Uber RJ, what's your ultimatum?
You gotta do it. And as hard as it is, you have to do it. Because the way I look at it is it's just like if you keep enabling, they're going to just ride out. And until you decide to actually put your foot down, it's just, they're going to keep doing it.
Andrew sees a spot in the middle. What's your thoughts about the middle ground on this? Andrew, that's you.
Oh, my bad. How you doing?
What's up, buddy?
Andrew, that's you.
Go.
Go. I was sleeping. If she's at home, like, cleaning the house and cooking, she'd stay forever.
Oh,
but
I got
you. If she's at home, Netflix is ruining my recently watched list.
Call of the week.
You know what? You started slow, Andrew, but you know what? Pretty, you still finished strong. We're proud of you.
Priority.
Yeah. Got to keep fighting like them aces. You just got to keep fighting.
Oh, that's great.
No, that's beautiful. Hannah, also, you think mom needs a kick in the butt?
Yeah, I think so. Because based on what Amanda said, it's not so much that she's like still grieving, like Spence was saying. She's just kind of like, oh, I'm never going to get a job, so I'm not really going to try. And I think she kind of needs a kick in the butt to tell her, like, hey, I get that you don't think you will, but you need to at least try and see what happens. And then if she tries and nothing happens, then I think Amanda's got to give her some swag.
Throw it out there. And by the way, Jay Stu points this out too. She could be doing what?
Well, she could be driving Uber in a heartbeat. But, you know, what I really want to say is I don't normally agree with Spence, but when I do, I know he's right. I can certainly envision that looking for a job sucks. I know it does personally, and I'm sure it's especially daunting after being out of work for 22 years. But I think this can be a win-win for her, for Amanda. You know, she should go to her mom and say, hey, mom, I'm worried about you. You know, you're going through the divorce. You don't have a job. You know, I'm just worried like you're in a rut. Like, we need to get you up and out and, you know, get you some confidence built up. Man, it takes a degree, a background check, and a pulse to be a sub. And she could be out there subbing, like, in weeks.
Wait. This from the son of the year who wants his ma to drive rideshare. Yeah.
He just said he agreed with you.
Yes.
I don't care. And then you kick him
mom out. Mom, take the Tercel out. You're going to take some people to the airport.
You know what's funny? When I was going back and forth to that Orange County thing, that's all that was. It was old ladies who were going, I love this.
I get to
go out. I get to meet nice people.
Aww.
It's great. And it's like, you can't find your way out of the parking garage right now.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Spence's Challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name, Spence's Challenge, yeah.
You can tell the cash is getting up there because he's spending every waking moment studying. He's spending every last second that he can.
Pressure
study.
Much?
Get out. Leave. Kindly leave. Little Jess is out today. T.O., who's on the phone, please, sir?
It's Wanda Lamphere from Spring Valley.
I'm sorry, who?
LaWanda?
Wanda. Wanda.
Lamphere.
Hi.
Wanda Lamphere. Wait a minute. Do I know you? Have we met?
Yeah, we've met. We met at Toy Drive last year.
You know what? That doesn't count, though, because you're way down there, and I'm way up there, and I can't really see you so good from where we at.
No, I met you when you got down. You took a picture with me.
That's where, okay, yes. Now I know. I knew that name. I'm weird like that with names. Also, that's the famous of a very, that's the name of a very famous car dealer in Portland, Oregon.
Lamphere?
Bob Lamphere.
Ah, okay.
Bob Lamphere, Beaver Tejada.
Any
he
relation
has kind of a speech
there,
impediment. I dig it.
I wish.
You know how much I love a good speech impediment.
It's awesome.
Bob Lamphere, Beaver Tejada.
Beaver Tejada.
Yeah, you can't really pronounce all the letters. It's awesome.
I love that.
Listen. 5 questions. 30 seconds. Pop culture, rip from the headlines. We don't say pass on this show. What do we say?
Tim Bob Cooter.
Let me ask you another question. Do you intend on cootering today?
Not today.
I always love it when they do it with an accent. All right, Ms. Lamphere.
Okay.
30 seconds on the clock. Yeah, take a big deep breath. Just clear your head. Don't try too hard. Just be brilliant, like you always are. Know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Just let your natural brilliance flow.
Oh, but of course, you know me so well.
Yes, we've spent so much time together. All right, here we go.
Yeah, you can laugh at this later, okay?
No. You're winning.
You're going to do good.
No. You're going to win right now. Here we go.
Okay.
Who showed up at the premiere of their new movie, Running with the Devil, with a sweet new beard?
Ryan Reynolds.
General Mills is recalling about 120,000 5-pound bags of what brand of flour?
Gold medal.
According to Money Magazine, the best place to live in America right now is in which state?
I didn't hear it.
According to Money Magazine, the best place to live in America right now is in which state?
Nevada.
Colin Kaepernick's agent has reportedly contacted how many teams this week?
6.
All right.
Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name, Spence's challenge. Yeah.
Well, of the ones that she got, she's pretty good batting average.
Oh yeah,
decent batting average.
Right.
I feel confident in your chances here. So.
Oh, I'd like to hear that.
Same 5 questions, same 30 seconds. Time will start when I read the first one. Who showed up at the premiere of their new movie, Running with the Devil, with a sweet new beard?
Oh, it's Nick Cage.
General Mills is recalling about 120,000 5-pound bags of what brand of flour?
Gold medal.
As he checks his notes. Yeah. According to Money Magazine, the best place to live in America is in which state?
Tennessee.
Colin Kaepernick's agent has reportedly contacted how many teams this week?
3.
Big Bang Theory signed a 4-year syndication extension with TBS and a $600 million streaming deal with whom?
HBO Max.
Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name, Spence's challenge. Yeah.
Tell you what, one day somebody's going to figure out how to study for this thing, and they're going to be a load. Today may not be that day.
I'll tell you how to do it. Take the questions and reverse engineer it. You still got to get through, by the way.
Right, but what are you saying? They don't know the questions in advance.
No, I know, but for the future, you said somebody's going to, figure out the studying and do
yes.
it. That's the way to do it.
So you take the questions that we post online afterward, and then you reverse engineer them and put them in a search engine. You could find how you write the questions.
And then
where
try to
you
narrow down
yeah.
where you might be going. That's what I did over the years. Now, do that, and you'll have a better chance of studying, maybe.
Well, guess who's going to switch up how they write the questions effective tonight?
He just didn't ask the right questions today, that's all.
Yeah, it's his fault.
Right.
I agree.
Yeah, blame
that's
it on
Noah. Funny.
Put it on me. So who showed up at the premiere of their new movie, Running with the Devil, with a sweet new beard? And, I'm sorry, what's your first name?
Wanda.
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 Yep. Like what I say.
Wanda.
Okay.
Nailed it.
Wanda beat me at my own game. Wanda said...
Ryan Reynolds.
Good answer, though.
And yes, which made me spit out loud.
It's very funny.
And Spence said...
Nick Cage.
Yeah, unfortunately, Nick Cage... Nick Cage was the right answer.
It looks sexy.
Yeah, they said he was almost unrecognizable. I'm like, no, I know that's Nick Cage.
It looks like Nick Cage.
This sweet new beard. General Mills is recalling about 120,000 5-pound bags of what brand of flour? Wanda said...
Gold medal.
And Spence said...
Gold medal.
Look at that. Usually when they both say it...
Booyah!
Good guess on the gold medal. Nice work.
Yay.
Did you really know that one, or is that the only flour you could think of?
No, actually, I did know that one.
Nice. See, that's a good start. You're 20% of the way home. According to Money Magazine, the best place to live in America is in which state? Wanda said?
Nevada.
Of course, she said, of course, Nevada. Spence said?
Tennessee.
Yeah, Clarksville, Tennessee.
Yeah.
According to Money Magazine, they do that every year.
Booyah! Booyah! Booyah!
Spence has got three of them. Tough to beat today. Colin Kaepernick's agent has reportedly contacted how many teams this week? Wanda said?
I think she said six.
Yeah, why not? And Spence said?
Trace,
yeah,
three.
It is exactly three. Steelers, Jets,
whomever lost
and
the
Saints.
The Saints, yeah.
Steelers, Jets, Saints, and
booyah, 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 booyah.
Yeah, Kaepernick's agent called three. Spence has four. Yeah. See what I did there?
Yeah.
Big Bang Theory signed a 4-year syndication extension with TBS and a $600 million streaming deal, which I'm hearing now was not $600 million, was in the billions.
Really?
For that streaming deal with whom? And Wanda.
No answer.
Didn't get there. Did you know it? Wanda?
No. No, I didn't.
And Spence said?
HBO Max.
HBO Max is what that is. And wow, look at your boy again. One, and two, and three, and four, and five.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name, Spence's Challenge, yeah.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The only morning show I wake up with.
Jeff Buchanan, Spence, Kayla, and Lil Jess on 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, let's have a winner. Lil Jess is out today. T.O. is filling in, and who's on the phone, sir?
It's Brandy Catlin in Summerlin.
Hello, Brandy, you're a winner.
Hey. Yeah, thank you so much.
God, seems to be a slight delay on the phones today.
Are you
today,
calling from Afghanistan, Brandy? Wait.
I'm calling from the freeway.
Similar.
At times.
Similar at times. We have Soundhouse passes for you. Inspire Theater all weekend long for Life is Beautiful, and you're qualified for 3-day wristbands to Life is Beautiful if you do not already have yours. But this is
I don't.
Yeah, and have you heard about Soundhouse? Have you heard us talking about this?
I have.
Yeah,
I heard it's super awesome.
Yeah, if for no other reason, no porta potty for you at Life is Beautiful.
Yep.
You know what I mean? No porta potty, awesome. No hovering.
Dude. There's drinks, there's food, all that stuff is great there. And then artists come through all the time. A lot of Life is Beautiful artists are coming through this year, so it's gonna be great.
Yeah, it will be. And even with that being said, might not even be the best part of this whole thing.
What?
What? Long pause. What? I don't know. I guess you didn't know. Kayla's got a joke.
Oh, that's right. Yes, Kayla has a joke for me.
Of course, Kayla's got a joke.
So what happened after the guy threw his broken Bluetooth speaker into the lake?
I don't know, Kayla. What happened?
What happened after the guy threw his broken Bluetooth speaker into the lake?
It started sinking.
Oh, sinking. Because it's got to sink.
That's a sink.
Kayla got a sink with this.
Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Every morning.
Jeff Buchanan, Spence, Kayla, and Lil Jess on 98.5 KLUC.
I've let a couple of days go by on this just to, perhaps protect the guilty. But last Friday the 13th, I'll just say it. So Tyler Fox brings in this stupid ventriloquist dummy.
Scary, creepy-looking one, man.
Oh, God.
The
stuff
worst.
Stuff like that doesn't bother me, but it bothered a lot of other people in this building. And he was trying to do a Friday the 13th prank, but it didn't... Nobody understood that it was a Friday the 13th prank, and it just ended up being creepy and weird.
Yeah.
So he said that he found this ventriloquist dummy on the 95 and wanted to rescue it and brought it into the studio. And both Kayla and Lil Jess were like, get that thing out of here.
Yeah.
Or I will dispatch with it.
It's one of those dolls that like the eyes follow you around the room. And I'm like, oh, I can't look at it anymore. I have a thing about dolls and clowns.
Yeah,
and they had a very clown-like doll feature.
It's not like a Terry Fader type ventriloquist.
Yeah.
Dummy.
No, it's old school.
Traditional creepy looking one that you would see a movie. And
like Howdy Doody.
Yeah, it would strangle you in your sleep.
Like made out of wood.
Yeah.
And it's,
a scary movie when you crack the door open and the light just shines on that one doll in the far corner of the room. It's that doll.
Bingo. No further explanation necessary. So it got us thinking about this. Everybody's got a creepy ass coworker. Everybody. Am I right?
Yes.
Everybody, there's always that one. And now we've identified our one.
Yeah, because it was a prank, and he didn't find it on the 95. By the way, it was in remarkable condition for being on the side of the
freeway.
That's
what I thought, too, when I saw that. I'm like, wait a minute, somebody, you just picked up somebody's tracking device. Yeah. You know what I mean?
The fact is we learned that this actually belonged to Tyler. So that even makes it even more creepy that he has this buddy of his that he talks to when he's home alone and brought it into the studio.
I want to make this very clear. We like Tyler.
We have nothing,
we
no
love
problem with Tyler.
Well, up until Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was
and
in
now,
here.
Yeah. I don't know. What?
I was in here on Saturday and he came on air after me and I took the doll and hid it in our green room, in the other room, hid it because I'm like, I can't have that thing looking at me. It is the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
Did he take it home or is it still
I don't know. I didn't go look out of fear.
So. Go look in the spot where you hit it.
Okay.
Here, hold the door open so we can hear. No, just I want to find out. You see anything?
I don't see anything yet. Hold on.
She doesn't see anything yet. Hold on.
Where did she hide it?
Where did you hide it?
I swear I thought that's what she sounds like when she says the F word. And I thought she just said it. I was like, oh, it's there. Not there, gone?
Not there, it's gone.
Where did you hide it?
I hid it in the back corner behind the couch under some pillows. And it looks like he might have found it and taken it away. But there's like tables now that are blocking the back corner. That's the reason it took me so long to get it.
No, understood.
Yeah.
I thought maybe you did find it because it sounded like you cursed.
No, I did not curse.
All right, well, tell us about your creepy coworker. Everybody's got one. You don't need to name names.
No.
Just tell us about that one coworker because we all have one. And why are they creepy? You can't just go, well, they're just creepy. No, we understand. You got to tell us why. 702-364-9898 right now.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
By the way, confirmed, that is how Kayla yells the F word. Did Terry Fader leave that behind, or where do we get that thing
from? We have had this dummy, ventriloquist dummy, in here that looks like former President Bush.
That's what it is.
And I don't know how long it's been here, but it's been in the studio for years.
It's wearing some sort of button-down
in
white
the studio?
Jacket.
Well,
or in our office.
In one of the studios.
Oh, okay. So it's just been in the building.
Been in the building.
Yeah.
And anyway, Spence brought it in and came up behind Kayla and she screamed multiple curse words.
Yeah.
So we can't post the video. Great.
Sorry.
Don't
scare me
video.
With a dummy.
But everybody's got exactly. but everybody, mission accomplished. So everybody's got a creepy coworker. Everybody does. And don't at us going, you shouldn't shame people for everybody. No, some people are creepy.
Don't be
it
creepy.
Is. Don't yeah, then don't be exactly. then don't be creepy. And we're not naming names. So we're not doing. We're
well,
not
I mean,
trying
we
to.
We did. We named Tyler.
Yeah, but he came by that honestly. Yeah. He was all over social media going, "I don't know what the big problem is." We do.
It's
creepy.
A creepy doll,
and therefore, exactly. So are you.
Yeah.
And again, he didn't explain it that it was Friday the 13th. So nobody put the two and two together until later when he went. But it's Friday the 13th, guys. And we were like,
Oh.
Yeah,
still
you got to set up the. It's still creepy. Tell us about your creepy coworker. What's your name? This is going to be
morning.
Hard. Hello. What's your name is good morning? That's got to be awkward.
No, I've just been saying good morning because I didn't know it was yay. The name's Memory.
This is going to be really
memory.
Difficult. Memory, tell us.
Like Memory.
Is this Memory that you've been in our.
Forget me.
You've been in my, yeah, but you've been in my neighbor's backyard? Were you part of the theater kid group? Because there's not a lot of memories out there.
No. Yes, we're far in a few.
All right. Well, tell us about your creepy coworker.
I don't have coworkers. I got just, weird kids. That's all. I'm a stay-at-home mom. But I just got in the car and you said to call, so I called. I didn't know what I was calling for.
You know what? Thank you for answering the call. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. How did that get through?
Memory might be the creepy coworker.
Memory is her own creepy coworker.
Yeah.
How did that get through?
These lines jump for some reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, there's weird
stuff. Yeah.
Who's on line three?
That's Brock in the Southwest.
Is it safe?
That's safe, yeah.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
It's Brock. It's Brock.
It's Super P1T1 Brock. If you're Brock, if you're looking around and you're not sure who the creepy coworker is, it might be you. Just so you know. No, Hooch, tell us about your creepy coworker.
So not currently, and I won't name the job that I had, but I had this coworker that under his uniform, he would always wear like a creepy horror movie t-shirt. And it wasn't just that, but in the break room, he'd randomly say like creepy quotes. And it wouldn't just be like, you know, the new It movie quote, "You'll float too." No, it'd be like, "I'm going to get you." In like a...
Oh, yeah. Did it cut him off?
I did, sorry.
How many times did you hit the button?
Once.
Really?
Yeah, I hit it once.
Because it used to be that you could hit that button 3 times and it would be okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
But that, yeah.
But that's probably smart.
Are you sure you didn't hit it 3 times?
I hit it once, too.
Oh, you hit it once, too? Okay, everyone. Okay. Kayla, just so you know,
Kayla is
the dump button queen.
How dare you? Creepy coworker.
I signed the paper, so, you know, well, the paper we had to sign.
Okay.
No, I understand, but Kayla's
okay,
the one.
Okay, gotcha.
We all go down with the ship. If Kayla doesn't hit the button, then we all go down.
True.
And that's just the agreement that we've made.
I'm the first one sacrificed, so yeah.
T.O.'s like, I don't care about that. I don't care about that. I am saving my own hide. So I don't know if I can bring up phones yet. I think I can. So who is this online to?
This is Vegas Drea in Northtown.
Hey, Drea.
Tell us about your creepy coworker.
So there's this guy at my job that likes to watch porn on his phone, and he'll like dip in a corner and be watching stuff on his phone, and it's like super weird and super creepy.
And they think you don't know. And by the way, I don't get people who just watch porn. You know what I mean? Like you're watching it like a documentary. Or as I've called it before, an instructional video.
Or an inspirational video is what I would refer to it as. And by the way, you might have a problem, bro. That's no different than being able to sneak in a drink at work. If you're going off into the corner to look at that,
and I want to
know—you've got a problem.
I want to know if that's like common knowledge. Like everyone's off. Oh, there's Steve in the corner again. Like, does everyone know?
Drea knows. Can't you assume that everybody else knows?
Like, do you leave Steve alone? What did you say? Something?
Wouldn't you be more concerned about Drea if she was the only one who knew?
Yeah, right.
I think so. Yeah, you're
right.
You
know what I mean? What would that say about Drea if she was the only one that knew?
But she's a creepy coworker spying on her coworker.
Right. Or like, is she into some sort of accomplice?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And is she a voyeur watching Steve watching?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, is she the... So is Steve like... Steve is like, dude, I'm just in the corner trying to check social media, and this girl's creeping on me all day. And then she goes and tells people that I watch porn.
Yeah.
I don't
I'm not watching porn.
I'm not watching porn. Are you kidding? I'm looking up Jesus.com just for the quote of the day.
Christian Mingle. I'm just trying to find a loved one who has the same faith as me.
Whatever.
Oh, funny.
Who's on line one?
It's Samantha in Northtown.
Samantha, tell us about your creepy coworker. Oh.
I am the creepy coworker.
Why?
We just love you.
Like, but the funny creepy coworker. In my little desk area, there's 4 of us who sit there, and we all have little mirrors so that we can see who comes behind us or whatever. But I'll always look at one of my coworkers, and I wait for her to feel my stare, and she'll look at me through the mirror, knowing that I'm looking at her, and she'll just be like, "What are you doing?"
That's awesome.
You love that. Come on. Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Can we have a 90-second discussion on the idea that it seems like everything needs to be remade now?
Yeah.
They're going to the well on all of that stuff. Princess Bride remake. Thumbs up, thumbs down.
I'm in.
Really?
Yeah.
You're not a fan of the original movie. You can't be. That movie should never be remade.
I think it's really, really good. That's the reason I want to remake
no,
of it.
No, God, no.
It's perfect the way it is. Don't screw with
listen
it.
Listen to the man. He knows what he's talking about right
telling
now.
Telling you.
Well, listen I also liked the Goosebumps remake a few years ago, so my tastes are different than y'all's.
So one remake, and you're good with all
yeah,
of them then?
Absolutely. You got to think about iconic movies.
You don't mean that. Well, that just because you liked one, you want all of them.
I'm willing to give it a shot. I'm not going to say that I will like it, but I'm
Hogan's,
in for it.
We only have 90 seconds. Hogan's Heroes reboot. No way.
For me, it's old enough that I don't mind it.
My grandfather watched reruns of that a lot. It was his favorite show, and therefore, as a child, it was my favorite show.
Aww.
When I was
yeah,
little.
I get that.
Because my grandpa. No, you can't do it. You just can't do it. Anything that was any good, I don't think you can remake. Right. Saved by the Bell. You want to remake that?
Yeah, I'm in.
No. You know what? I don't want to remake any of them.
For me, it's so schlocky. It doesn't hurt it to remake it. Go ahead.
What was the other one? Golden Girls. That's your thing, Spence. You want a Golden Girls remake?
No, you're right. I don't want to.
They already kind of did one. Betty White had a show a few years ago called The Hot in Cleveland, and it was basically that.
No, it wasn't.
No.
It wasn't four
wasn't
women living
close.
In a Miami house to get. No, it was
yeah, it
nothing
wasn't even
like
close.
It.
It wasn't close. It
okay,
was just,
well.
That was just another show with Betty White.
Yeah, right.
To me, it had very similar taste, but I, yeah. So.
It had 25% of the other show.
Yeah.
It was Betty White.
It had Betty White. So there you go. No, I realized I don't. And here's the thing. If I want to watch the old shows, I can watch the old shows. You know what I mean? It's not like you have to go, gosh, I wish TBS would show Golden Girls. You know what I mean? Because you could just find it online.
Right, it's everywhere.
So I don't need the remake. Maybe that's why I'm against it. I'm against the remakes of all the stuff. Yeah, I saw this Hogan's Heroes thing. They were talking about the Princess Bride, and it just got me.
You've been listening all morning. Keep it going at work.
They're just awesome. I love them.
The Jeff Buchanan Show kicks off your workday with commercial-free music on 98.5 KLUC.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, for no apparent reason, you know those garbage cans where you step on the thing and the lid pops up?
I have one in my kitchen.
My cousins and I may or may not have done this when we were children as well. Now, ladies and gentlemen, for no apparent reason, little boys taking turns getting hit in the head with a garbage can lid. Okay, no, I'm fully aware that you have your stupid kids in the car. And they're going to go, Mom, can we do that? That's up to you. Tell them no if you want to. But just understand, you might be missing out.
Oh, God, awesome. That's hilarious.
Kind of good. That's kind of the precursor to a career in professional wrestling. That's great. For no apparent reason. Two little boys taking turns getting hit in the head with a garbage can lid.
The Jeff Buchanan Show, starting your workday with commercial-free music.
Commercial-free.
Yes.
On 98.5 KLUC.
And commercial-free Kayla Showbiz Smackdown.
Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown.
Our boy T.O. is filling in for Lil Jess today. Who's contestant number one, please, sir?
It's Brandi Harlow from the Southwest.
Brandi who?
Harlow.
Brandi Harlow.
Brandi Harlow.
Yeah, what are you doing?
I'm actually in your lobby.
Oh, that's funny.
Shut up. For real?
I'm for real.
Kayla, go get her.
Okay.
I'm not kidding. She's playing live in the studio right now.
No way.
I'm setting up the microphone as we speak.
That's hilarious.
You're playing live in the studio. Do you see Kayla yet? Do you see Kayla? She's running down the hallway. Look down the hallway that goes straight to the back. Oh, there's Kayla.
Oh, there she is.
Okay, are you coming in?
Oh my gosh, yes. Okay, hold on.
Wait, why do we have to hold on?
Let's go! All right, I guess I'm going to have to sign these after. Hold on.
Yeah, no, that's all right. They'll hold on to your prize or whatever.
She's got to sign the NDA in the release form. She can't come in here without the NDA.
Unless you're here to speak to the manager. Unless Brandi was being like Karen. I came to speak to the manager.
Right.
What are you guys doing? How long? What, did you stop off at the bathroom?
We stopped for coffee.
Are you joking?
Oh. No.
Hi, Brandi.
Oh,
I didn't set the mic up. Yeah, come on in. Okay, I'm hanging up now. Bye.
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 Miss you.
Bye. Okay. Bye. No, you hang up. Oh, she already did. She already did. Okay, so what's your buzzer going to be? It's the usual. And then who's contestant number two?
It's a Yahtzee Guerra from the east side.
Oh, my God, all of
Yahtzee.
Our friends. Yahtzee, are you in the lobby, too? Please say yes.
I'm not. I'm sorry.
Oh, you ruined the contest.
How have you been? We haven't seen you in forever.
I know. I always try to call in, but you guys are busy all the time.
Yeah, and the phone system's janky.
No, it's hard to get in. We're very popular, Chet. We're very popular.
That's true.
Sorry.
We are.
Yeah, you guys are.
Absolutely.
I forgot. Yeah.
Is this going to be fair because she's in the studio and I'm over the phone?
It is fair because Kayla is a rule follower, so yeah. She has her questions, and she's got a pad of paper behind them.
Yeah.
And she's facing away from Brandy, so Brandy can't see
her. And you know, I'm a bit of that guy, too. So.
Okay.
And, by the way,
I trust you guys.
No offense, Brandy. If I was favoring anyone, it's my girl Yahtzee. I am, just because she's my buddy.
You know, I can't compete.
No, well, I'm favoring
you.
Compete.
There you
you're
go.
You're more than compete.
We, when you guys were, where were you guys in the morning? For Labor Day weekend, we really wanted to go see you guys, and you guys were just there too early.
Yeah, when we were down at Terrible's in Gene at the Terrible's Roadhouse. Yeah. All right.
Lily really wanted to see you guys.
How is Lily, by the way?
She's good. She listens to you guys every morning.
Give her a big squeeze from Uncle Chet.
Yeah, she now knows Kayla and Spence. I have to show her you guys' picture so she knows.
That's how it works. That's how it works. All right, what's your buzzer going to be?
Go, Knights, go.
Okay. Spence will be the judge of who buzzes in first. He shall not be questioned. Although, I will provide you with things to throw at him if you'd like them. I will provide you with things to throw.
No! My vision's bad. Down. You see the glasses? My vision's bad.
He really is. He is trying to show her the answers, Yahtzee. I would keep that in mind. And then
I'll
Kayla,
remember that.
Kayla is the asker of the questions. Here's question one.
So who is the new bachelor for season 24? Is it Pete the Pilot, Michael, or Tyler C?
Go, Knights, go.
That is Yahtzee. Not even close.
Randy froze.
It's all the microphone.
Pete the Pirate? Is it
Pete the Pirate,
Pete,
yes.
Pete the Pirate Pilot. Pilot.
Pete the Pirate.
Pete the Peanut Pilot Pirate. For that guy.
What?
I'm so thrown off by having somebody else in the studio. No, okay, that's right. Okay, yeah. Good.
It was Pete the Pilot.
Oh, my God, it is Pete the Pilot. All right, question number two.
NBC announced it will launch its own streaming service next year called what? Is it NBC Now, Ferrari, or Peacock?
Or Pete the Pirate.
Go, Nick, go.
No, Brandy's in first.
NBC Now?
Is it NBC? Wait, you got to decide what level you're going to speak at. You're going to be really loud and really quiet. You got to decide. Is it NBC Now?
No.
Yahtzee,
is it Ferrari or Peacock?
Is it Peacock?
Is it Peacock? Yes, for a 2-0 lead. We understand that at the very least, HBO Now, what is it, HBO?
It was HBO Max.
HBO Max, that's what it was. That HBO Max paid a minimum of $600 million for the streaming rights to Big Bang Theory.
Yep.
So we are going to make this all-important third and final question worth a minimum of 600 million points. Still not a record, I don't think.
No, it's not.
So Nick Carter got a restraining order yesterday against which of his family members? Was it his father, his mother, or his brother?
Skirt. Go, Knights, go.
Brandy's in first Brandy. Again.
Look at Brandy. We're all staring at her. Don't choke under the pressure.
His father?
Is it his father? If Brandy is right, she wins. If Brandy is wrong, then Yahtzee wins against all odds. While Brandy is even here in the studio with us. By the way, what prize are you picking up?
Soundhouse passes and of course you are. Monster Jam tickets.
Atta girl. You've been busy. Is the answer whatever Brandy said, but he's wrong? Dramatic pause. Oh, Yahtzee wins.
It's his brother.
Yay.
His brother.
My mouth, do you see?
It's the brother. Oh, you mouth.
In his own here. I don't know. It's the microphone.
No, it was funny. She shut her eyes when she answered. It was like, okay. And meanwhile, Spence is over there doing the C from YMCA. Like when you're at a game and they do YMCA, he's going, C. 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 Brandy. C. C. But Yahtzee wins, and somehow I feel that we all win.
Yeah.
Yay. Okay, so hugs around from all of us then, not just from Uncle Chad. And congratulations. We'll see you all four tickets for Abominable.
That's awesome.
Lily's gonna love it. And yeah, and Brandy, thank you for coming in
of
and playing
course,
with us.
Thanks.
Anything else we can do for you while you're here?
No. You know what? Let's all get a photo.
A photo.
We'll definitely get an in-studio photo. That's
hey.
Rare. That's rare. No, that's true. Even when we have guests, we take them outside the studio. I don't know why. We just do.
Well, it's an awesome billboard out there. So
we have an even better one right here.
That's true.
Right behind my giant head.
Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm.
It's not that big.
It's pretty big.
The logo is head.
Like you said. Yeah, like you said, your eyesight.
Yeah, you know.
Yahtzee is today's champion of...
Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown. Project, you can show. 98.5 KLJ. Jeff Buchanan Show, kicking off your workday commercial free on 98.5 KLUC. The greatest person in the world.
A big short work on this today. Greatest person in the world. Let's give at least a half vote, full team vote for T.O. for coming in on short notice.
Absolutely.
In today.
Yeah, good job.
Thank you, brother.
A
calming, steadying influence today.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah, it's good. Just, you know what? Workmanlike fashion. Everything gets, boom, done. Nice job.
Thanks.
Proud of you. I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means. But I do believe that Spence and I are going, that I'm going to be co-signing on Spence.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, who's your greatest person?
Well, the story came out that Phoenix Mountain Point High School, the coach, Rich Welbruck, noticed something was going on the last couple of years. And he apparently, the game plan for the high school football games were being sent out to the opposing coaches to all the games. And they're trying to figure it out. And apparently, they found out it was a former assistant coach who was now the girls' basketball coach. This guy, Jeff Hager or whatever, was basically emailing the game plan to all these different coaches before the games. Now, since 2017, none of these other coaches said anything.
Yeah, he's like a disgruntled employee.
Yeah.
He had been dismissed from the football program.
Wow.
And so he's like, I'll show you. And he still has access, and he's sending it out.
Well, actually, he was still working at the school until they discovered it was
saying.
Him.
Yeah.
So all these 2 years, nobody said anything. They just took the game plan and just played. Right up until the coach of Las Vegas's Faith Lutheran High School, Vernon Fox, last month, he gets this email with the game plan, and he goes, well, we're not cheaters. We're not doing this. And he let the coach of the Phoenix High School, Rich Welbrook, go, hey, somebody's sending you the game plan. And the guy's like, I knew it. I knew we weren't that bad,
right?
So integrity is important. If anywhere in high school sports, you're teaching these kids life lessons. So I got to give some love to Vernon Fox, Faith Lutheran's head football coach.
I'm with you on that.
I mean, way to go, man. Way to set a great example and have integrity. So you is...
Yeah, double down.
The greatest person in the world.
Yeah, I co-sign, and much love to all the Aces fans who were at Miller's Ale House last night. Awesome. It was good times. So I'm spreading my love all over the valley today. Kayla, what you got?
I'm warning you in advance, if you go look at these photos, they will make you cry. But in Detroit, there was a police officer by the name of Jeremy Thomas who was driving past on a rainy day, driving past a homeless man who seemed to be struggling, looking into a mirror. Turns out the homeless guy, Stanley Nelson, was attempting to shave his face so that way he'd get ready for job interviews later, and he was doing it on the side of a street. So Officer Thomas stopped to help Stanley get ready for it, and he helped him shave his face, and the photos are so sweet. I can't look at him.
How did he help it?
He was sitting. He helped him because Stanley couldn't see because he's doing it with a pocket mirror in his hand.
Oh, got it. So he's trying to shave. Got one hand, and gotcha.
And that was the whole thing. So, Officer Thomas stopped by, and you could see the photos. They're standing on the side of the street, and he's shaving his face. It is the sweetest thing ever. If you get a chance today, go look. But be warned, you're gonna cry.
Where can I look? Where will I see this?
I just Googled it, but I'll put it up on our socials here pretty soon.
Beautiful.
At the Chet Buchanan Show. So, Officer Thomas, you is
the greatest person in the world. Finally, all of that listening pays off.
Yay! All right.
It's the Chet Buchanan Show's final exam.
Final exam is brought to you by Tropical Smoothie Cafe and the new Jerk Chicken Quesadilla. Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Eat better, feel better. T.O. in for Lil Jess today. Who's on the phone?
It's Antoinette Tiffith from the Northwest.
Hello, Antoinette.
Hey, Chick.
Hello. And Kayla.
Hello.
Spence. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Thanks for joining us on the show.
So as we learned earlier this morning, Spence lives his life by the wisdom of?
Cosmos.
Yeah.
Well, no, not Cosmos, although not I will drink a Cosmo while looking at Cosmo. I found out what house, Harry Potter house, I belong in, according to my sign. It's Gryffindor, in case you're wondering. And I found 20 new ways to get perfect-looking concealer today.
Oh, good.
So I'm gonna be on fleek tomorrow.
Nothing about your sex life?
No, there is one, but it's inappropriate to discuss.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. There's some really...
Why was there a visual that... No, why?
Because I couldn't say it. I wanted to show.
What well, it was. So you wanted to let me know what that. It was.
I know.
Was it so how to do that? How to do that?
No.
Or how to stop doing
five
that?
Five women discuss what it's really like to do that. It's on Cosmo.com.
Are you done? Because now I can look
Cosmo.
Back over this way.
It's Cosmo.
Yeah, but you guys don't do it as delicately as the Cosmo writers do.
Oh, I beg to differ.
Have you read any
I've
of this
read
stuff?
Cosmo.
Yes, I do. Ooh, I live by Cosmo.
Pornography sometimes. That's why I read it.
Well, let's discuss this after the show.
Maybe.
Which should be soon. Four tickets for you to the Monster Energy Cup happening at Sam Boyd Stadium on October 19th. Congratulations.
Awesome.
Thank you, Antoinette. Have a great day. What are we keeping you from doing right now?
Nothing. Oh, well, I'm supposed to be going to the doctor.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, you should probably prioritize that. All right, hang on 1 second. Final exam again brought to you by Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Try the new jerk chicken quesadilla. Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Eat better. Feel better. That's it. Look at how much closer we are to Friday already. Everybody have a great day. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. See you tomorrow, P1. Chet Buchanan Show. The Chet Buchanan Show.
98.5. Yeah. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.